Your glory is so beautiful, God. We gather here tonight to glorify your name and to just be mindful of how beautiful you are and how much we are called to just bask in your goodness, oh God. Our next scripture for tonight is from the very beginning. Start from the very beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 32. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in God's image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit you will have for food, and to every beast of the earth, and every bird of the air, and everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that God had made, and indeed it was all very good. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Holy God, speak what you once spoken through your scripture. Remind us again who you are, and in reminding us who you are, remind us who we are, created in your image with love and with grace and with majesty, by you who are the one and only who is able to create out of nothing and to breathe life into that which is dead and dry. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O God, and that we would glorify you and that you would teach us what you would have us know. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. I don't know if you have watched The Sound of Music before, where I loved The Sound of Music growing up, and I watched it a number of times. Start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start, right? When we start at the very beginning, it's a very good place to start. And so my question for us tonight is, where do you start your journey with God? Where do you start your journey with God? Do you start, if you think back either to your childhood or if your faith is new, maybe it has been in the last few years that you've come into a relationship with God, but as you think about it, where do you start your relationship with God? Is it out of a place of fear, or is it out of a place of grace? When we start at the very beginning, which is a very good place to start, we read this passage and hear the creation story and how God brought all things into being. God gave everything life and breath, and God gave human beings life and breath. Brought us out of the dust of nothingness and breathed into us the majestic image of God. And God called creation good. And then God called it very good. So when we think about where we begin with God, it is a really important question. And it's important for us to understand that how we begin with God impacts how we see God, and how we see God impacts how we see ourselves and the world in which we live. So my prayer is that all of us will say, Lord, show me where I start with you. Where did I begin to know who you were? And help shape that into a deeper, richer, more robust, truthful relationship with you. You know, back in the beginning of kind of the founding of the United States, and early in the time of the revivals, the great revivals, we had a preacher who is a faithful preacher still by the name of Jonathan Edwards. One of his most famous sermons we know is called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Now, the truth is that our theology is robust and spans from the goodness of creation through the brokenness of who we are in turning away from God, and then to the fulfillment of creation in Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. But when we start with that sermon, or the title of that sermon even, it misshapes in some ways the understanding of who God is and who we are created to be. Because if we go back to the very beginning, which is a very good place to start, we see where God intends the story to begin. And it does not begin with our brokenness, but rather begins with God. In the beginning, God, right? In the beginning, God. Not in the beginning, human beings were broken, but in the beginning, God. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in the beginning, God created humankind out of nothing, out of love, for relationship with Him. So if we look at Scripture and we see how God intended for the story to be told, our brokenness is a part of it. Yes, indeed it is. But more important than our brokenness, and far more powerful, is the goodness of the living God who called us in to being. And so when we think about where we began with God, where is our beginning with God, it is so important to not skip through to chapter 3 of Genesis and start there with the fallenness of creation, but rather to start at the beginning, which is a very good place to start, and it is the only place to start, with God, who is the creator of heaven and earth and you and me, and calls it not only good, but very good. And no amount of our human turning away can change that truth. We are not that powerful. No amount of our sin and brokenness, no amount of the ways that we fail God and ourselves and one another, nothing that we do ever changes the goodness of God and God's goodness in creation, and the fact that we are image bearers of the one true God. Now, there are lots of theological strands that tease out what does it mean to be an image bearer, and how was that image hurt in the fall when we turned away from God. There are lots of theological strands. But here in this congregation, we come from the Wesleyan tradition. And so we claim that, yes, the image of God was hurt in the fall, but it was not destroyed. it was not destroyed, which means that there is this grace upon grace upon grace that comes from God Almighty that leads us in the world, those who know God and those who don't, this prevenient grace in the image of God within us that draws us through grace to God Himself. Now, if we talk about the very beginning, which is a very good place to start, we also have to remember who else was present at the beginning of creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, Jesus, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus was and is and shall always be. He was there in the beginning. The scripture tells us that Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. The scripture goes on to tell us that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that through him we have eternal life. It is a mystery. It is a mystery that God was in the beginning and God was all there is, was, and ever will be. And Jesus was present and is the firstborn of creation. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, who became flesh among us to reconcile us back to God. When we turned away and our love failed, your love, O God, remained steadfast. But as we understand all of that, we have to keep going back to the beginning to be reminded that in the beginning, God, and in the beginning, God created us and all that is and has being. And in the beginning, God called it all good. And then God, for emphasis, so we didn't miss it, again said, you are very good. You are very good. This is all very good. And you bear my image in the world. And so, yes, our sin and brokenness is real, but what is more real and what is first and always will be is that God created us out of love for love, and we are good and very, very good. My daughter had an experience at college, her freshman year. She left this community of faith and went to Elon, where she's in school, and was looking for a Christian community to be a part of, and there was a thriving community there that got so many things right and did so many things so faithfully. And she was a part of a small group that nurtured her faith and really taught her to read Scripture and abide in Jesus. In Scripture, and all that is very good. But like all things, it wasn't perfect. And there are ways in which it was broken, this community. And so somehow Chloe went to a conference, and at this conference, somehow she became convinced that all of her relationship with God and her faith in Jesus Christ up until that point, everything before then was not significant or real. And in fact, a person who I'm sure was well-intended but was mistaken in that conference said to her, Chloe, you're so close to salvation. You're so close to salvation. Now, for a young woman, a girl, this message was devastating because her life had been built on a faith that she knew to be vital and formative and had guided her decisions and her hopes. And now she was faced with a community that she had invested in and that she saw the goodness of God in. And in this moment, all of her past was called into question. And I didn't realize how profoundly this had impacted her and distorted her understanding of God's grace in her life. I did not understand it until this summer. She was able to go on a trip actually to Israel and was given a scholarship to go. In fact, Scott and I first told her she couldn't go, and she figured out a way to make it happen. But there in Israel, and it's not my story to tell, so I'm just going to say a bit of it, but she encountered the living God at the Wailing Wall. And in that encounter, God revealed to her that her faith had always been grounded in the goodness of God Almighty and in the reality of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't start at the very beginning. Sometimes we start in chapter 3 or somewhere else in the story of our faith, and we start with the belief that it is all shattered and that we should be ashamed of the very foundation of who we are. But if we start at the very beginning, we see that we are created in the image of God and that God calls us not only good, but very good. And that Jesus, the firstborn of creation, became flesh and entered into our humanity, that through him we may know the fullness again of that relationship with God. She, at the Wailing Wall, encountered the God who spoke to her heart and revealed the truth that she had indeed known Jesus, and that her salvation in him was already sealed and done and over with, and that only God knew her heart and her relationship with him. Friends, we were created in the image of a God who adores us. And when the fall happened, the scripture got through, the Holy Spirit could have changed the beginning of the story, right? It wasn't even written down at that point. It was oral tradition. So had God wanted to, through God's incredible power, God could have started the story at our brokenness. But if we start there, we're missing the reality of who we are, created in the image of God. We have to go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning and remember who God is and who we are as God's creation. And this is one of the hallmarks of Wesleyan theology, that though we are broken, that first and foremost is the truth that God created us out of love for love, and nothing has changed that truth. In fact, that truth is all the more fulfilled and confirmed because the fulfillment of the law is grace in Jesus. So my prayer for us, we're going to, over the next few weeks, talk about the Wesleyan way of salvation and the emphasis on grace. Grace, which really, I guess you could say, is just simply put, unmerited favor. We're going to talk about that, but this is the beginning of that, because we start at the beginning of Scripture and with God's proclamation of his creation. Remember where you start with God, And if you start at a place of shame or fear, my prayer for you and for me is that we lay that before the foot of the cross and ask God to revive our understanding of where we start with Him. What is your image of God? Do you imagine yourself in the hands of an angry God? Or do you imagine that you were given shape and creation by a God who so desired your being that He brought you out of nothing and called you very good? And then when you began to stray away and break that relationship, He sent His Son in human flesh to be with you and me and to bring us back into right relation with God Almighty. Let's start from the very beginning, which is a very good place to start, and remember that you are profoundly loved by the God who created you, and nothing in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will ever change God's love for you. In fact, through Jesus Christ, nothing will separate you from the love of God, no matter what it is, because you are marked by the image of the one who is, was, and always will be. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.